President Bush has issued an executive order delaying the release of millions of classified documents for at least 3 years. The White House said the delay gives the government more time to examine records that automatically would have been released next month. Critics say Tuesday's order will increase government secrecy. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
During the Clinton administration, documents were automatically declassified after 25 years, unless a government agency could make a case for keeping them secret. But a senior White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity said agencies need time to make sure that nothing due to be released compromises intelligence sources or reveals details about weapons of mass destruction. As a result, President Bush's executive order freezes that automatic declassification process until the year 2006.
This order is not the nightmare that some of us were expecting.
Stephen Aftergood heads the Project on Government Secrecy at the Federation of American Scientists.
It does preserve a lot of the positive features of the existing system, and I don't think it's going to make things worse than they are.
Which is already pretty bad, according to Aftergood. This is at least the third time that the Bush administration has restricted access to information. Last year, federal agencies were told that requests under the Freedom of Information Act should only be granted after full consideration of institutional, commercial, and privacy interests. Previously, information was released if it presented no foreseeable harm. President Bush has also acted to prevent the release of some 68,000 documents from the Reagan administration. There was wide speculation he was acting to protect his father, as well as members of the current administration. Whatever the reason, Aftergood says classification in the Bush administration is out of control.
The Bush administration generated a rather remarkable 33 million new secrets in its first year.
So Aftergood is taking this new executive order in stride. Among the positives, he says, is that the principle of automatically declassifying documents after 25 years has been preserved. So has an appeals panel that settles disputes over whether something should be declassified or not.
It has released documents that agencies said should remain classified because the panel concluded that the agencies were wrong. And that system will also remain in place under the new Bush order.
This is a document that preserves a skeleton, and then the body disappears.
American University history professor Anna Nelson says the Bush executive order actually increases the ways in which information can be kept secret. For example, she says, the president's order reverses a Clinton administration policy that said when there's doubt about the need to classify information, it shall not be classified.
The Clinton order came down on the side of openness. This one says to those who classify records, when in doubt, classify.
Nelson says there are other significant restrictions. For example, the Bush executive order states that disclosure of all foreign government information is presumed to cause damage to national security. Among the problems for historians, says Nelson, is that every president changes the rules of secrecy.
People who started writing under the Clinton executive order, for example, now find themselves unable to complete their work.
And that's a loss for the public, she says. Because without history, there is nothing but memoirs to interpret the recent past. And you know how reliable those can be. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.